أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ثم عفونا عنكم من بعد ذلك لعلكم تشكرون. Here at this point, this is the fifth ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, which Allah Ta'ala refers to with regard to the Bani Israel. Of the many other ni'mats which Allah had discussed, and every ni'mat is such that in it there are so many other ni'mats also. And we should reflect upon ourselves also of all the favors of Allah Ta'ala upon us. Yeah, in this ayat, Allah explains two great ni'mats which He had bestowed upon the Bani Israel. The one is عَفَوْنَا عَنْكُمْ فِرْ مُعَافْ كِيَا هَمْنَي تُنْكُمْ, that we had forgiven you. The forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala is a very great ni'mat also. And then Allah Ta'ala says after that, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, to make shukr is also a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. So two great ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, which Allah bestowed, which Allah refers to here on the Bani Israel. And on us also, these ni'mats are so great, the forgiveness of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. As Allah Ta'ala had forgiven them, like that Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, oh, for all of us, وَيَعْفُوا عَنْ كَثِيرٍ, and Allah on His own, without asking Him, He forgives plenty, plenty, plenty of our gunas. And other ayats, Allah Ta'ala makes it clear that if Allah had not forgiven us, not a blade of grass will grow in this world. Not a drop of water of rain will fall. We won't have anything. But it is, and this also should make us bond with Allah, gel with Allah Ta'ala. That He's such a loving and kind being, that He has given us so many ni'mats within ourselves. Our eyes, our brains, our heart, everything of the body. Outside us, this oxygen we are breathing in, this ground that we are living on, the sky which is a roof over us, and then all the other ni'mats which Allah has given us, and particularly the ni'mat of Iman and Islam. And yet we disobey Allah Ta'ala so much. And the saddest part, the biggest disobedience, that we don't even realize that we are disobeying Him. Just here, like the Bani Israel, they started worshipping the calf. They went to such a low level that they started worshipping an animal which is normally referred to as the lowest in Allah's creation. And they became worse than that also. And yet they did not realize it. We also, like for example, our namaz now, that we have to ask mu'afi on that namaz. Where it is a great ni'mat, but what concentration we had. How much every namaz is to connect us more stronger to Allah Ta'ala. How much have we becomes our connection stronger to Allah Ta'ala. At the end of namaz, we read, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathir. But then too, we did not ponder about it. And we just read it as a ritual. Just as words we read it. That is a guna on its own also. After namaz, most of us must have read also, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. But that also we didn't realize. We are saying the words of istighfar, but istighfar is not in us. And on top of all this, Allah just forgives us. Had He not forgiven us, our eyes will not be operating. Our minds will not operate. Our heart will not operate. And yet we don't make shukr. And the more sadder part, we still think ourselves as very pious and very righteous, in spite of being so sinful. A person who is working for us, he does everything wrong, and he still acts as though that he is a very good worker. How angry won't we become on him? But Allah Ta'ala, that is our attitude with Allah even more, but Allah still forgives us, and continuously forgives us. So we should understand that our gunas, this forgiveness of Allah is such a great ni'mat, that these gunas are the barriers between us and Allah. Until this barrier is there, we do not understand and recognize Allah. We don't bond with Allah Ta'ala. We don't have the ta'alluq with Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And because of that, we are deprived of the favors of Allah. And for all our basic things and the functioning of this world, Allah in His great loving being, He forgives us. So this is also one great ni'mat which Allah refers to. Yeah, for the Bani Israel, it is in the Quran Sharif, it is for all of us. And we should recognize all the favors of Allah, and we should then ask for forgiveness from Allah, and be thankful to Allah Ta'ala also. And with this forgiveness, to ask for forgiveness is a great ni'mat also. To recognize and understand that I'm sinful. Today normally we feel I'm biased, and we see others as sinful. We don't see ourselves as sinful. Fortunate is that person who realizes I'm the worst sinner and others are good people. But unfortunately we do it the opposite, that I'm very good and this person is doing wrong, that person, those people are wrong, everyone else is wrong, I am right. So this is a great sin on its own also. And in spite of all our sinning, Allah still forgives us. So we should appreciate this great ni'mat of forgiveness from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, which Allah on His own. And when a person gets tawfiq of tawbah and istighfar, that is also not from his own side. That also Allah gave him that tawfiq. To recognize I'm a sinner, I'm a wrongdoer, that is also from Allah Ta'ala's side. For that also we should make shukr. So this one great ni'mat that Allah has referred to in this ayat is the forgiveness of Allah, and that Allah forgives on His own. Without us asking, without us deserving it, we deserve the worst punishment. But Allah in His great mercy and kindness, Allah Ta'ala forgives. So this is a great amal also, to ask for forgiveness, to appreciate the forgiveness of Allah, and to recognize it, acknowledge it, and then to act accordingly, that Ya Allah, You are so kind, how much You have forgiven me in my whole life. What and what wrong haven't I done, but You still forgive me. And that is why Allah's favors are still for pouring down upon us in various ways. So we should ask for forgiveness, appreciate forgiveness, and be humble in front of Allah, and not have that attitude of being very holy and pious, and that I'm very good. Allah dislikes that very much too. May Allah give us tawfiq to recognize who Allah is and what we are. We are not even a speck of dust. We are nothing at all. And we have to ask for forgiveness, and we should appreciate that Allah is so loving and kind that He still forgives us in spite of all our wrong. Wa akhiru da'wana.